Korea somewhere about this thing that when, well, I'm thinking I could also put it in the story somewhere, POL, when he and his wife, they come to that kind of guru-ish lady who invited them to the home of one of her disciples, I guess. And we was, people here talks, we were walking around and just watching a just standard, good old recruiting to cult party. Joined my group here is our guru. And that kind of groupthink mentality had already started flourishing, I guess. And we were kind of just observing it. And it was fun because we had gone through all of that, been there, done that, seen it, heard it, knew it inside out. And then I thought about how we did it, or do it still, hopefully better now. It's a kind of an art to expand a movement. And with that we don't mean a group institution that you get more members. But the spreading of ideas, a worldview, a lifestyle that makes you happy. And that's it, not joining our group here and live in our house and serve our guru. We give you money to us. So then what's the difference? Well, we were kind of a little bit in between there. But in fact, what this guru-ish lady, of course she was in a fine mansion, a very fine home, apparently wealthy students, disciples, followers, maybe worshippers. Well, of course, I never were that far, but many times were in situations arranging home programs like this, as we call it. And I don't know how those people saw me. In fact, I was just one of the prabhus, you know, one of the devotees who were the Hare Krishnas, who were traveling around like this, just as a service, meeting you in your home. Because some thought we were just there to recruit. And some of us maybe were. But just that very fact that there is not one top government up there who makes an unknown amount of profit on this whole operation. Now, I'm thinking about pyramid schemes. And I also, well, I actually learned that in Asia, for instance, India, China, other countries there, it seems these kind of pyramid schemes are, maybe they're created there, I don't know. But they have created significant mass movements. And I think the government there is aware of that, that there is a viral possibility there, which could become a security risk for a government. So it's a bit interesting. But then I would say, pond-ish form of pyramid schemes that I think many think of when we say the word. It's that thing with, hey, come to us and you will become a millionaire. Because then, well, I mean, to put it simple, you're basically gonna recruit your friends to recruit their friends and so on while they buy a supply that they will then sell down there through the levels below them. And everyone becomes big, making lots of money very easily, just by recruiting his friends or her. Of course, we know mathematically that in the very few steps down there through the levels, we kind of reached more than Earth's population or something like that. Which means, is everyone going to buy from everyone or what? And what sales figures are you expecting? $20 billion of your little plastic bottles and things. You know, they had this when my mother used to get a little drawn into that back in the 60s. Just been around. But then I thought, well, if it is not a limited commodity, so to speak, that costs money to produce and so on, and that, you know, costs money and all this, but you're spreading something for free. Such as knowledge, good advice, good ideas. And yes, I can give you a good idea. Make a website called goodideas.org or something where people can share good ideas. And if someone wants to take one of those good ideas and makes it successful like anything, they can give, you know, 3% or something to the originator of the idea. So in this way, your good idea box can be made useful and you can maybe become a billionaire on that. Anyway, there are many good ideas. So that's the idea here.